Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, sus listeners. I do more than just talking on the mic. I actually sing into the mic. If you want to hear my brand new song called Girl Next Door, it's available everywhere. You know what? Let me play a little bit of that for you.
I'm falling for the girl next door. Been through hell and back. That's why she don't get attached. I'm falling for the girl next door. I'm falling for the girl next door.
Sounds fire, right? Right after this podcast, go stream Girl Next Door, available everywhere on every single platform where they stream music. Enjoy. 1 week until Christmas. Boy, am I excited.
You shouldn't be. I haven't got you anything yet.
I haven't even asked anyone what they want, so no one should be excited, really.
Let's skip this year.
Either way, we have a very exciting podcast today. We have on the woman who pushed us out of her vagine herself. Let's welcome to the Sus Podcast, my mom!
Woo!
Wow.
Listen,
that's a nice intro. Thank you.
Before we get started, Mom, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for pushing me out of your vagine, because if you didn't, I wouldn't be here right now making this podcast.
Well, you're welcome. You came out pretty quick.
Was that how was the birth process? I didn't know this, right?
I guess.
Tell us, did you poop on either of our heads?
Yeah, of course. Everybody poops when you're pushing a little bit, but it's normal, you know?
Who was the hardest to give birth to, me or Jake?
You know, all three of you guys kind of came out really quickly, to be honest with you. I would say Jake, though, just because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, see, this is the thing that everyone probably doesn't know, that when Jake actually was born, they didn't know whether he was a boy or a girl. Yeah. Because we had these little Bambi blankets growing up.
Baby. Bambi.
That's what I said. Bambi blankets. Mine was blue and Jake's was yellow because my mom was unsure. Because his thing was so small on the ultrasound.
No, that's not true. We wanted to be surprised with Jake. And to be honest with you, I wanted a boy first.
Really?
I was thinking about the order of, you know, the sexes of my kids. And I definitely wanted a boy first. And we got the boy. But we didn't want to find out. We wanted to be surprised for the first.
And then we got the girl the second, right?
How are you going to try to use my own joke right back on me? That's so foolish. Either way, look at this cool hat. One of one. Just wanted to point it out.
Yo, shout out Lids.
Shout out Lids for the hat.
Very cool hat.
I want to get into my mother's story, okay? Mom, like, tell us, what was it like being a single mom, you know, raising three kids?
It was tough, let me tell you. Guys, it was tough. You know, I went through a divorce, a really, really bad, ugly divorce when you guys were very little. Jess was two. You were four, Jake was six, going on seven. Everybody was going on to the next stage. And, well, obviously, right? And it was tough. I mean, single mom, and I had no help, and I had three kids that, you guys were a terror, let me tell you.
Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember thinking back, like, we were some messed up kids.
I also went to other people's houses and they were even more messed up. So,
and that's the thing is, my mom has always thrown this card on us, like, oh, your friends are probably don't treat their families like this. Like, but I think most normal functional families in America, and probably outside of America, argue and fight. Like, she tries to make it think like it's just us.
No. Okay, I have a brother and a sister. We are.
You didn't even talk.
Yes, we do. But, you know, we're like 4 or 5 years apart. You guys are 2 years apart. And I don't remember growing up fighting and arguing. Yes, we had our little arguments and stuff, but not like you guys. It was so bad that I was always asking my friends, do your kids fight? I wanted to find out if my house was normal or what was the issue here.
I mean, I guess that comes down to, like, if people watching this on the Sus channel, let us know. Do you guys fight with your siblings? Because I truly feel like when seeing my other friends, like, I do have a couple friends who are, like, really good seeds, if you will, and literally are, like, the best kids, where I'm like, damn, like, they inspire me.
They kind of shock me and scare me, though. Yeah, like, they're like, robots or something.
This isn't normal, you know? I feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, it really did shape us the way we are now.
I mean, I just kind of chalk it up to, like, we were just so busy running around. I was working. You guys were in your YMCA after school program late. And
terrible.
It was just like constantly run, drop you off at grandma's so I can go to the market, come back home, cook. It was just so much. And I think you guys just wanted, like, my attention, too. And that's possibly why you guys were arguing or doing something destructive just to get my attention. You know what I mean?
What would we do to get your attention? Or who and who wanted your attention most out of all your kids?
I would probably say Jessica.
She was such a pain.
She's such a pain. She still's a pain.
We have this dog, Daisy. She's very old, 16 years old. We love her to death. My mom, so I one day came home and I didn't even like know we were getting a dog. I knocked on the door coming home from, you know, sperm donor's house, and I saw this dog running up. I'm like, what the heck is this? You know, whose dog is this? Anyways, we had this dog. My sister wanted this dog, my brother wanted this dog, and we'd have to like bring the dog in every night because there's coyotes outside and they would eat her if we didn't. And my mom would never make my sister take the dog in. And it would piss me off because, like, I didn't sign up for this.
Well, because she was the little one. Like, you guys were.
I mean, who takes the trash cans in? She doesn't.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
Yeah, but that's kind of like the guys should do that, and you know.
I mean, but she could bring a dog in. You know. Anyways, what was the hardest part though? What was the hardest part?
Or
did I ask that already? What was the hardest part?
The hardest part was just juggling. I wanted you guys to have the most normal childhood upbringing as possible, but with one parent. So it was really, really difficult because I needed to work full time and sometimes, you know, time and a half. And it was difficult. And I still wanted to make sure that you guys had all the activities, all the, you know, soccer, acting classes, guitar, track, you know, do it all. So that's what I'm talking about. We were running because I was so busy, but I was still doing all those things for you guys too and allowing all that to happen. So it was just crazy. It's almost like if I think about it now, it's a big blur in my...
It's like, do you ever think like, dang, how did I do all that?
Yeah, yeah. And I've had so many people through the years, people that have heard my story and people that, like family that have witnessed it, they're like, you're so strong. How did you do it? And I'm like, I have no idea how I did it. I just like every day. But what sucks about it is that now I look back and I'm like, I feel like those 10 years or whatever, however long that was, that period went by so quick. And I wish we could have slowed down a minute so I could have enjoyed it more.
That's kind of like with anything though, you know, you kind of think like, time does fly. If you're not in the moment, it will fly. And that's one thing us humans need to do is be more in the moment. But
absolutely.
You know,
yeah. I mean, think about now we're in COVID. Like
we've almost been in COVID for a year.
But think about like our food videos, our one stars. We kind of like dreaded on doing it, but now I would love to go do that again. I miss just like going out there and just like being risking it.
But
all.
Even in COVID, like, don't you feel like our time's still going by so fast?
Yeah. At first, in the beginning, I felt like it was long. And then things kind of started normalizing. And like you kind of had to just do your normal day, even though it's COVID. And then after that happened is when it started just skyrocketing and going so fast again.
Well, because everything stopped. Your daily routine of going to the gym, doing like going to Starbucks and that kind of... Because everything shut down in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then once we got into our new routine, like me getting into biking and stuff like that, like then your day just kind of like... went by really fast. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
What was your favorite memory from when we were young and from your younger days before us?
My favorite.
What's your favorite
memory
in life?
Oh my
and
gosh.
Not just giving birth to us, like something different.
Ah, got you. You put me on the spot.
That's what I do. I'm the spot putter.
I mean, my three favorite memories is like giving birth. To the three of you.
No, how is that a favorite moment? She shit on her head.
You have to listen. So you guys were never, none of you guys were a mistake. You know, you all three were absolutely planned. I'm serious. And so those were like the biggest, best memories, best joy of my life. Besides that, I mean, you know, watching your accomplishments, all three of you guys, the different stages have been great memories for me.
Yeah, remember when mom used to leave us at grandma's house when she went out to party? We used to hate it, but now I understand it because I would have done the same damn thing.
I would have gone out too. Yeah. But yeah, so basically, my mom. How old were you when you had your first kid?
Oh, I'm not gonna say that.
Oh, because then we figure it out.
Then the math starts working.
So you can't remember your first memory, but you can remember what not to answer. Huh? All right. Well, look, when my mom was a youngin', you know, out back in the day, and she used to like to party just like every single one of us, right? At one point or another. And we used to have to go to our grandma's house. And, like, we would get in some trouble over there, too, because we were crazy kids. Let's talk about... Remember that one time? Listen, guys. One time, Jake ate fossilized shit.
Yeah, straight up.
And for the when that was bleeped on the podcast, I said, fossilized poop. He ate fossilized poop. So, basically, what happened was we were doing... My mom went to Vegas. My mom decided to go to Vegas for the weekend.
I was like partying with the girls. Mom, watch the kids.
So we were over at our grandma's house, and my brother and I had our little bikes. Like, they weren't even like normal sized bikes.
They're like little BMX bikes.
Tiny BMX bikes.
And my grandma's backyard was all dirt.
Straight dirt. So we were making little jumps for us.
Yeah, we went in the garage, found shovels. And we were digging up her backyard.
So we digged up this old fossilized crap, right? Like, we found like old crap. And Jake decided it would be a good idea to pick it up and put it on my bike. And when something like that happens, it infuriates me. Still to this day, like, I get a short fuse. I grabbed that crap right off of my bike. And he starts running.
They're like playing with cat crap.
No, we don't know if it's cat
crap.
Not
who knows?
Either. I'm thinking it's Tyrannosaurus Rex
crap.
Well,
it's like playing, you guys.
Jake runs, and I grab him. I have this crap in my hand. I'm chasing him. And he runs inside thinking that that's going to stop me. That did not stop me. I chucked this crap.
I slammed the door.
But it went in before the door was slammed. And my grandma goes up to Jake, grabs the crap, and shoves it down his throat.
I don't know if it was that dramatic.
It was that.
And then I got...
I chased it.
Yeah, and then I got... kicked out of the house, like not kicked out, but like locked out in the back.
Yeah, I remember you slept on the porch like a dog.
And I was crying to the stars, like, Mom, please come home.
My grandma was a hard ass.
All I remember is Jess, she was little, like maybe she was, what, 5, 6 at the time, calls me and she's like, Mom, come home. My brother's outside. Grandma won't let him in. Remember, and she's in tears.
I remember Jessica, she was eating soup or something inside the window. I was like, like knocking on the thing, like, please unlock the door. And she couldn't because my grandma was a little crazy at the time. But
oh my gosh,
good on her. Listen,
yeah, I mean, so we know Mom party.
We know you party, Mom.
See her get drunk. She always says she's not drunk.
I never got drunk, you guys.
She's got a beer on the side of her right now.
That wasn't the question. The question was, is it weird that your little babies are grown up, or is it cool that like you get to drink with your kids now? Like, or is it kind of weird that you're like seeing us get up and falling and stuff?
Well, before pre-COVID, it was amazing. Designated drivers, you know. But because Jake was always a designated driver.
No, we're talking about like being in France, being completely wasted together. Yeah.
I think, you know? We weren't like completely.
No,
like,
there's, yeah, a we video were. Of a mom a on my shoulders falling in France. Because
I
we
think
were so
I think it's cool. I think, you know, I'm a young mom and we kind of all kind of grew up together in a way. I mean, obviously I'm your mom, but we're just really close. We have that friend mom relationship. You guys know when, you know, to, you know, the respect for mom, but also we get to have fun. I remember in France, we were out there at some club and we were dancing away and some girl kissed me. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
I must've been in the bathroom.
I wasn't even on that. I remember. I'm like, it was so packed. We were all drunk. Some girl walks up to me and kisses me. And Jake, like, looks at me and, like, he's probably thinking, like, is she going to join in? What's she going to do, you know?
What the heck?
Oh, my God. I don't know, Brennan. That was crazy. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoy you guys. And, it's awesome. We get to have fun and still, you know, work hard, play hard.
What advice would you give to maybe some young parents out there that are like, because I always get comments on my YouTube videos that are like, your mom is so cool. Like, I wish I could be as cool as your mom one day, or, you know, or I wish my mom could be that cool, or I wish I could be that cool to my kids. What kind of advice would you give to those people that, you know, aspire to have a relationship like you do with your kids? How would you like tell them to have that relationship?
I don't know. I think parenting is really, really difficult. And I wished I would have done it with, like, you need two parents. Like, it's, you do.
I don't know if you need.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. You need the bad guy and the good guy, I guess. Right?
I kind of missed having that, not with the person that I had, but just the idea of having like a mom, dad in the house and that figure. You know, you need some people really need a father figure. And I feel like maybe that's why you guys were so chaotic, because you didn't have direction. And parenting, as you guys will know someday, especially for your first, you're learning. You don't know. There's really not a handbook of how your kids are going to turn out. Everybody's different. Everybody's personality is different. So I don't know. I don't know if I want to give advice to that. I just did the best. I wasn't perfect. I'm not perfect. I did the best that I could under the circumstances that I was put into. And, I mean, that's all I could say. I wanted it to be your friend so you guys can talk to me and feel at ease. And those times when you guys get into a situation, because everybody does, you know, I wanted to be open and to hear you guys for you guys to feel safe, like to talk to me about those things and not be scared or not tell me, because I didn't have that relationship with my parents at all whatsoever. So I remember like when you guys were young and going to school, and I was like constantly prying you guys about certain things because I wanted you guys to know it was safe to talk to me.
Did we talk to you back then?
You kind of did. I mean, I feel like
we talked to you more now than...
Yeah, I think you talked to me more now. I mean, Jake, I feel like was a little difficult. Sometimes you guys would be like, okay, mom, okay, you know? So I wasn't sure. And I would like just say things over and over and over again about drugs, you know, or certain, when it got to a certain point, you know, condoms and, you know, sex and all that stuff.
Talk to you about that? Because you didn't talk to me about that ever.
I did too.
I never got the birds and bees talk. I just learned it myself.
No, I did talk. I did. I talked to all of you guys.
What does this button do?
So it's hard. I don't feel like there's not a right way or wrong way. It's what works for your family and your children and your environment and situation. It was just me. So, you know.
And people might think that we had like this other like great environment and stuff, but there was times where we had an EBT card and we were on the food stamps and we were doing that lifestyle.
Yeah.
I remember it.
It was pretty bad. I remember my friend Andrea. She used to live by us, and we would go for walks in the morning, and I remember going for a walk and kind of like being in tears, almost like being like, I might even get emotional just thinking back. Wow. And just saying like, I don't even have toilet paper. And it's like, I don't know how I'm going to get until Friday or whatever day it was. And she literally went home and brought me like a big old thing from Costco of toilet paper. And then I have my friend Karen, my best friend Karen.
She gave you like $500.
She gave me, no, that was Kathy. That's another friend. She was amazing and wrote a check for $500. And my friend Karen, I remember you guys were taking acting classes with her daughter. And I was telling her, you know, my story a little bit, and she gave me $50. You know, just little things like that. That
it helps.
It totally helped, and it was a little bit short period of our you know, if you guys growing up of our life, but so glad we're not there anymore.
Do you own or rent your home?
Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work.
You know what's easy?
Bundling policies with Geico.
Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy, and it's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
That's geico.com.
Yeah, so like, look, and you know, we did have a little bit of a rough childhood. I don't want people to think that we've always been privileged or anything like that, because it was never like that for us. And people might think about that now because we're pretty much like we're on the more privileged side now. So I feel like people might think that of us and be like, oh, you guys are just suburban kids. But like, we were suburban kids, but we were like fake suburban kids, you know, in a way.
Like I went to private school and then I got pulled out because you couldn't afford it.
I couldn't even go to private school.
Yeah, you missed out on that train.
Experience that. You got to wear a uniform.
I mean, I went to till second grade, so how much of an experience is that?
Yeah.
But I know they had Pizza Hut there, and I was like, yeah, and Taco Bell.
Wow.
Well, that was the goal. Like, you know, I was like, okay, they're going to go to private school, blah, blah, blah. That was like my parenting, you know, thing that I was hoping for you guys. And then with the divorce, it didn't work out that way, but you know, you guys came out all right.
You came out all right. What
you did?
We got to hit the moment. Like, what was your? I know we usually hit like, what's your scariest experience, but this one's gonna be a little bit different. What was your scariest like experience while being a single mom raising your kids, like in that general direction? Before, I know you have other stories too, and we'll share those, but like, what in that direction, since we're in that topic, like, what's the scariest thing being a parent? Besides obviously like your kid getting hit by a car or something.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of really good scares, and I maybe if you guys will have me on again, we can talk about those other ones.
Let us know in the comments. Do you guys want her on again? We'll get some more stories.
Maybe.
I mean, it might be interesting.
Yeah, but I would say during that time period, those good, I want to say good 10 years of really roughness, and you guys are, you know, 5 to 15, basically, and or 2 to, well, Jessica was 2, so 10 years, 12. Everything was scary. Everything was scary. Everything was so new. I before my divorce, I had my own business. Really didn't, just, it was just a little business that I had, but I was able to bring you guys to work with me. It was so easy. With the divorce, I had to find a full-time job. So that was like completely scary. Not that I was uneducated and couldn't do it. I knew I could do all that, but I was kind of like, I was trying to get you guys into acting. I'm an actress and I had my agent. So I always wanted the flexibility, you know, so my business had the flexibility. I could bring my kids to work. If I had an audition or you guys had an audition, it was easy. You guys were booking a lot of commercials, a lot of print work at the time. So it was fantastic. We had to put all of that to a stop, to a halt once I had to work full time because no one was there to take you guys on those things. So that was really scary. It was scary, like letting you guys, you know, out of my reach and not being, you know, watching you guys, having YMCA. I never thought that I'd have to leave you guys like that to take care of you.
If you don't know what YMCA is, it's an after school program where you basically, they stay open until like 7 p.m. when you go to school.
We were the last ones.
We were always the last ones.
Yeah, because I worked about almost an hour away from their school. So I was like rushing to get home and pick them up. Or not home, but pick them up first. But at that time, I was also going through a really, really nasty, and I'm talking nasty, divorce. And it lasted until the youngest, Jessica, was 18 years old. So just 5 years ago. So it was really, really bad. And I remember I was in the middle of trial. We were trying to figure out who's going to get what. And I wanted to keep the house. And he was like, no, sell it and, you know, get an apartment. It was horrific. But I was under a lot of stress. I was dealing with a lot of just crap. And one night I came home, 6 o'clock, picked you guys up from the YMCA, came home to make dinner. I remember I was making spaghetti, I think.
I love
your peschetti, like
my
you
mom
call
makes
it.
The best spaghetti ever. I used to call it peschetti.
Yeah. So I was there cooking. I think I was still wearing my clothes from work. You guys were running around doing whatever. And I just didn't feel good. I had this weird like pain that kept hitting my head. And I remember it started a couple days prior. And I was like, what's going on? It was like every 4 or 5 hours, I'd get this like sharp pain to my head. And I was like, okay, whatever. I took it, Tylenol all day long. It was fine. And then, but by the time I was cooking, it was getting really bad to the point where I kind of started crying. So I went into my bedroom because you guys were all in the kitchen. I went to my bedroom, started crying, called my mom. And I'm like, mom, I don't feel good. I want to go to urgent care. Can you come over, you know, watch the kids? She's like, I'll be there in 15 minutes. I'm like, okay. So I waited. I went to urgent care. I got there around 9:30. And my blood pressure that was when I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. But my blood pressure was extremely high. And they sat me down, tried to settle me down. And I was telling them about my pain. I got a CAT scan. I got all this stuff, rushed me in doing all these x-rays and stuff to find out because they thought maybe I was going to have an aneurysm. And I'm sitting there freaking out because I'm the only one there. My three little kids are at home. And all I could think of is, I'm going to freaking die. I'm going to die. And who's going to take care of my kids? Their father is a deadbeat, an a-hole. And they're going to go to him and they're going to be doomed, you know? That's what I'm thinking. Like, my sister and my mom can't just take you guys, you know, who I would want to take you at that time. So I remember just freaking out. My blood pressure was extremely high. They admitted me into the emergency because I was in urgent care, admitted me to emergency, and still they couldn't get it down. I had a spinal tap because they wanted to make sure the fluid, I don't even remember now. It was so long ago. But yeah, so I had, they finally were able to get it down. Everything was normal, my head, all that. But I have high blood pressure, and they think it was stress-related due to the situation at the time. I was under extreme stress and pressure, and I think that was the scariest time of my life, though, because I felt like please, if I'm going to die, like, wait till my kids are 18 and they can take care of themselves. Not now when they're 5 and 7 and 9. It was the most freakiest, scariest thing.
Damn.
I bet.
I think that's pretty. So does high blood pressure run in the family?
Yeah, they're saying I might have it.
Yeah. You know, it kind of does. It kind of does.
So we got to stay healthy. Got to work out. Can't eat pizza all the time.
Which we do. But look, this
no stress.
This is a good moment to explain that, like, you know, they say stress is a silent killer.
Yeah.
And that everyone should, you know, take moments of, that's why I do a lot of meditation, a lot of like calming.
Yeah.
Things just to calm me down and keep me cool. But wow, that is pretty crazy, Mom. I know we've like kind of touched upon this and told us before, but, you know, hearing it from you on here is really, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever. Thank you. I don't think I've ever told you all the details. And by the way, my blood pressure is good now. You know,
she's healthy.
Yeah.
Woo! She's not gonna die.
It's good. God, no, not now. Maybe in another 50 years.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, on a lighter note, let's change the subject up a little bit.
All right. So I got a random memory thought that I want to bring back in both your heads.
Go ahead.
Remember we were cooking barbecue outside and the damn barbecue blew up?
Oh, my God. Wait, yeah.
That just sparked a couple more memories.
The one with the rat inside?
It was a rat inside of our barbecue.
We had bad
luck.
Don't
know how long this rat was in there, but it was like deep fried. So we must have cooked mini burgers on top
of
this
rat. Cooked
carne
asada.
Well, that was a different barbecue, though. Yeah. There was the one barbecue that blew up on me almost, and then the rat barbecue.
Wow.
That made me go vegan. Vegetarian. Made me go vegetarian about 3 months, I swear. Because I was like, I do not want to eat any meat, yeah.
I also remember this one time. My mom, you know, she's a woman of many traits. You know, she was doing everything when we were younger. I remember hearing a scream in the backyard, and I guess my mom was cleaning out the pool gutter. And I guess there was like frog guts or something. Because at a certain point of the year, every year, we would get frogs that would come into our pool and they would just be there all the time. And one time, yeah, I guess it got sucked into the vacuum of the pool or something. And I just remember hearing bloody screams.
Yes, I am a woman of all traits. Let me tell you. Yes, I was cleaning the pool and I just remember, you know, watching the pool guy when we had one, he would clean out that little filter thing that you put. So I remember just going in there, cleaning it up, and I like pull it up and it's like the most disgusting thing. It was all like, and I just like went, like it literally sounded like that. And I'm screaming and jumping up and, oh my God, you guys came running out like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And like, oh, it was.
How do you even know it was frog guts though? Like, was the frog still attached?
Yeah, I could see frog legs like hanging and it was just the guts. And
then we went to Thailand and ate frogs.
Well, Mom, where do you want to go next? Where's one place you want to go next? Because I usually try to give a family trip. You know, obviously during COVID, we can't go anywhere. But like, we went to Ireland last year, maybe a year before. Went to Italy, went to France. Where do you want to go next? Because all these trips are determined on where you want to go. So,
you know, there's a couple places I want to go. I want to go to Greece. Mm,
that's very romantic, though.
South Africa.
Yes, I want to go on an
definitely want to go to South Africa. I still want to go to Spain. Mm. We miss Spain. We went kind of around it. Gosh, where else? And then I don't remember where else.
Know.
What are the other places I want to go?
Pretty lit.
I want to go to Israel. I want to go.
That's in Israel.
Yeah, that's in Israel.
That'd be pretty sick to do.
To go where like Jesus was.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
There's so many places. I know you've been to Australia a lot of times. Yeah, I haven't. I want to go to New Zealand.
So
I want to go to Iceland.
Oh, Greenland.
Greenland.
Well, Alaska.
Greenland is icy and Iceland is green.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
They did that to deter tourists. Pretty crazy stuff. I want to know one of your other scares, like, because I know you have some paranormal scares, and you've always kind of like told me a little bit about them. So you know what? Tell us.
I have like so many of them.
Just give us one.
Which
of them.
Ones?
And then maybe we'll have her on again for the next podcast so you guys can hear more, because my mom's got stories to tell.
I mean, should I tell you like the very first, the last, or is it like somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle, you know? So it's not your best one and not your worst one, but like somewhere in the middle.
Okay, let me tell you once. Okay, this will kind of go hand in hand with what we were talking about a little bit.
Okay.
Which I don't think I ever told you guys this. So this is actually good.
It's time for her to share her scare.
Yeah. During that time of divorce and everything that we just spent some time talking about, right in the beginning, my sperm donor remarried right away, basically had an affair and with the woman and married her. But I remember always thinking, like, she, because I, it, it's a, this would be another like 2 hours, but I kind of knew this was all going to happen. I knew the woman, everything else. Later on, I'll tell you the whole story, but I kept having these weird feelings that this woman was like a witch. Okay. I don't know why, but I just thought she was a witch and she wants to cause some harm to me. And during all this, when this was all happening, court, everything, I would go to bed, and it happened for about 3 or 4 nights where I would wake up and I would have that like lucid dreaming that you talk about all the time, where I was dreaming of people coming into the home, my house, and I could see myself sleeping. And
that's sleep paralysis.
Yes. Okay. Sleep paralysis. And I couldn't get up and wake up. But what happened 2 days in a row were I saw this black smoke coming from the hallway into my bedroom. I don't know if I was awake or if I was dreaming it, because I feel like I was awake. It was that real. And it just was coming in, blowing in, and it was like this darkness trying to attack me. And I remember in my sleep or awake, I don't remember, just saying, you know, get away. I'm stronger than you. Get away. I'm not going to let you in. I'm not going to let you in. Saying my prayers, but just really like being really, really strong and saying, get out of here. You're not going to come in me. You're not going to overtake my body or anything. And then I remember just waking up finally and just saging the whole house. I had a little stuff from, what is this, the holy water? Yeah, that came from Italy that a friend had given me. And I finally got rid of it. But I was having the same dream and the same smoke coming into my room for about three nights straight. And it was really, really scary because I couldn't wake up and I knew it was dark and I felt like it was her. Mm. Like she had sent this.
Like a curse.
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know, we might be having someone else on the podcast one day that he talks about a situation where like he's a satanic priest and he would like lucid dream and do stuff like that to people.
Wow.
As like a curse, and like Lucifer would make him do this
stuff. Yeah, well, it was a black smoke, but you could tell it was like
a being.
Like Harry Potter, you know how they have like that, you could see them flying? Mm-hmm. It was like flying towards
what
me.
What are those guys called? I can't think.
I don't
know what it's called, but yeah, that's crazy.
That's what I would feel, and it wouldn't go away. And I remember just, please get out of here. Please get out of here. I'm not letting you in. I'm stronger than you. Stronger than you. I kept remember repeating it. And then God help me, saying my prayers, and finally would wake up. But it felt like it was a good 10 minutes of me like fighting it off.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. And I've, you know, every time I talk to someone who has those sleep paralysis type dreams, you know, that black smoke is a reoccurring topic that comes in, and yeah, it's scary. I'm grateful that I don't have those dreams, knock on wood,
definitely,
because I'm not trying to ever have one of those, but wow.
Yeah, I've had weird dreams since I was a little girl, which save for another podcast.
Yeah, listen, but, guys, let us know, do you want the mom back,
because we can talk for hours.
But this dream, like all my other dreams were like almost like good dreams, this one was like really, really evil. It was like, yeah, someone had done a spell. Wow. Or was trying to get a spell into me.
Wow. Well, yeah, look, that's not gonna happen anymore, because I'm gonna bless you with some good positivity.
Please,
vibes.
Thank you.
You only have that good energy.
Ah, feels
wow
good.
Look, you know, guys, we could talk for hours and hours on end, because you know, it's our mom and we could do it. Let us know, do you want another one like this? Because Jake and I would love to have another conversation with our mom. I know we gotta kind of end this one short. Holidays are around the corner, so we just want to wish everyone listening a very, very happy holiday season. Whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, whatever holidays are out there, have a happy holiday season. Do you guys want to say anything?
Yeah, just from our family, from the Taylors, happy holidays, happy new year.
Yes, we will talk to you again before the new year, but
definitely
happy new year, happy holidays. We love you guys. Thank you so much for streaming the podcast. If you didn't know, I have a new song out called Girl Next Door. Go stream that. It is fire. As my mom would say, it is a banger.
It is. It is the bomb is the another bomb. One.
Ooh, look at her. She's going at it. Check out the song. It's available anywhere where you can stream music. Check out our Instagrams, Lisa D. Taylor, Jake Taylor, Brennan. Check us out. Give us a follow. And follow the Share Your Scare podcast Instagram to Share Your Scare. And until next week, I think that wraps it up for the Sus Podcast. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm so proud of you both.
Of course. We love you so much. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you
for everything you do for us. And let's drink some more beers after this.
Let's
right?
do it.
Yes.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Sus, Share Your Scare. Make sure to subscribe and check back every Wednesday for new episodes. And don't forget to tell your friends. Follow all of our social media links at shareyourscare.com. We're going to be doing tons of giveaways, but only for our most active fans. If you have a scare of your own that you want to share, leave us a voicemail. Our number is 626-275-8695. Or if you just want to shoot us an email, our email is shareyourscarepod@gmail.com. And that's spelled with a U-R. Until next Wednesday, stay sus.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medela, the mark of the fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.